trying to find connections with libraries, words, and zoology. And my first poem, therefore, I suddenly thought of reading was is called Nettles. And I wrote it for the poet Edward Thomas, who wrote a marvellous poem called Tall Nettles. Now, if you read a lot of poetry, it gets into you and you don't know what it's doing to your conscience and your behaviour. But I suddenly realised that Edward Thomas caused me to neglect the nettles in my garden with wonderful results. And I didn't know it was Edward Thomas until suddenly I realised that he was speaking to me, because poets never die. All, if you know a poem, that it's there in your heart forever. So nettles for dear Edward Thomas. No old machinery, no tangled chains of a harrow locked in rust and rising grasses, nor the falling stones of ancient habitation where nettles feed on what we leave behind. Nothing but a careless compost heap warmed to a simmer of sickly pungency. Lawn clippings we never moved, but meant to, and can't now, because nettles have moved in, and it's your human words inhabit this. And closer, look, the stems lean with the weight, the young of peacock butterflies just hatched, their glittering black spines and spots of pearl. And I want to say to the dead, look what a poet sings. Look what a poet sings to life, the bite of nettles, caterpillars, wings.